Pope Benedict XVI met with Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak on Monday at the Pope's summer residence in Castel Gandolfo. Christopher Wells spoke to Father Lawrence Andrew, editor of The Herald, a Catholic weekly in Malaysia.
Well, the significance is, of course, of the recognition of Christians in Malaysia. In a multiracial nation, there has always been that question whether we are counted as a group. And recognizing the Vatican is a recognition of the Christians, and therefore it is an important step forward. I must hasten to say that this meeting of the Prime Minister with the Pope is not something that is recent or just merely the initiative of the Prime Minister. For the whole of Vatican has been pursuing the establishment of a diplomatic relationship with Malaysia for some time, and this time has become the opportune time. We thought that this could have taken place years ago or a decade ago or more, but it did not, because the climate or the environment did not seem conducive for such a establishment of the diplomatic relations with the Vatican. But right now, the Prime Minister also needs the support and the recognition of others. So there is also this opportunity, in a way, to gain that kind of recognition for us and for him as well. For us in the sense that we are recognized as an important group in the country, and a recognition for him that he has done, he has forged ahead. He is therefore promoting what he calls the moderate community, the moderate Muslim, and so forwarding that his philosophy of moderation, that this will be seen as a confirmation of his commitment towards a moderate society, working probably to an inclusive society. So these are little tangible expressions. We hope there is depth in it.
And what kind of immediate impact will this have on Christians there in Malaysia?
I do not see any immediate impact. If there is to be any immediate impact, then I would say that he should drop the appeal against the verdict of the High Court favoring the use of the Allah by the Catholic paper Herald, and also permitting the free use of the Bible in the country without any restrictions. These would be the immediate impact. But whether it is forthcoming or not, it's for us to see. There is no assurance of it, so we hope that something will happen. But we cannot say, because sometimes these things seem to be so near, but yet too far for us.
And will this impact the relations with other religions and with other communities within Malaysia?
Well, once this happens, of course, the other Christians will benefit, and also I'm sure that when we are given this recognition, there will be the necessity for the government to see a moderation, and therefore we hope that there will be this interfaith development taking place, because under the leadership of the former Prime Minister Abdullah Badawi, the government and the country was trying to establish an interfaith commission, but it did not work because there were oppositions from the Muslim community, and therefore it just fizzled out. The government did not carry through this interfaith commission. And so it is in some ways with the entourage of the Prime Minister's men there from the National Fatwa Council, as well as the minister that oversees Muslim affairs, Islamic affairs, as they are there, it will be a good opportunity to see how we are able to interact and relate with one another, and therefore we hope there will be an opening of new avenues and a broadening of views so as to encourage this interfaith commission or interfaith relations among our people in the country.